It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Every year, the Animal Legal Defense Fund releases a report that ranks the animal protection laws of all 50 states. Its newest report has just come out. Our neighbor, Illinois, takes first place, followed by Oregon, Maine, California. So where's Iowa in this ranking of states' animal protection laws? Also near the top? Not even close. In fact, according to this report, Iowa has some of the weakest animal protection laws. Iowa is ranked 49th out of 50. Joining us now by phone from Portland, Laura Dunn, Interim Director and Senior Staff Attorney of the Criminal Justice Program at the Animal Legal Defense Fund. Hi, Laura.
Hi, and thank you for having me.
What were the criteria for this report?
So every year, the Animal Legal Defense Fund publishes our rankings report. We look at a wide variety of legislation relating to animal protection. We look at 15 distinct categories, and those range from penalties for abuse and neglect of animals to whether a court can order that animals be forfeited upon conviction to keep them out of the hands of known dangerous offenders. So we really look at a variety of different legislation, and then we rank the states among each other.
Mm-hmm. So can you point to, in Iowa's case, what made us rank so low?
So first and foremost, in Iowa, a prosecutor cannot charge animal cruelty as a felony in all circumstances. So in the cases of neglect, for example, when an animal has been starved, has been left without food, water, sometimes veterinary care, that offense cannot be charged as a felony. And we at the Animal Legal Defense Fund see, unfortunately, really egregious cases of animal neglect. Very often, these are cases where animals are suffering the most amount of harm because they're languishing for months, sometimes for years in these conditions. So we would love to see Iowa be able to impose a felony penalty for animal neglect.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts? We said Illinois was number one, right at the other end of the spectrum with the strongest animal protection laws in the country, according to your new report. So, of course, Iowa doesn't have the Chicagoland area, but they are both ag states otherwise. Does being an ag state have anything to do with Iowa's low ranking?
We really see that throughout the country, regardless of the state, there are folks who are passionate about animal protection, who get involved in passing better legislation for animal victims. So Illinois is holding strong at the top for a variety of reasons. One of those is protective orders include animals. So we're talking about domestic violence situations where human victims are fleeing from their situations of abuse. In Illinois, a court, by law, can order that animals, that pets, also be included in those protective orders. And we would like to see Iowa pass similar type of strong legislation in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois as well requires by law that after an offender has been convicted, that person not be able to own animals for a certain period of time, depending on the nature and the severity of the offense. So in Iowa, again, that is not required by law, and we would like to see Iowa make that change mm-hmm. to help protect future animal victims.
Do you at the Animal Legal Defense Fund have any thoughts or guidelines, ways from get from, say, Illinois, from Iowa's position, almost dead last, with the weakest animal protection laws up to more where Illinois is?
Absolutely. So you can go on our website, aldf.org, and look through our rankings report. We really provide a breakdown for the best five states where Illinois falls, as well as the bottom five states where Iowa is sitting now. And you can look at ways in which Iowa and other states at the bottom can improve very specific laws. Also on our website at aldf.org, we have model laws for animal protection as kind of a guideline for improvement within your state.
Mm-hmm. Laura, the goal of having strong animal protection laws is certainly self-evident for many listening as a worthy goal. But for those who need convincing, why are these strong laws important?
Well, the FBI recently recognized that these are really heinous crimes and that these are important not only for the protection of animal victims, but also human victims. The FBI recently started tracking animal crimes in its own separate category within their tracking system. And that really signaled to everyone across the nation that these crimes do matter. There is a very strong documented link between crimes against animal victims and crimes against human victims. We know that statistically, those who harm animals are 5 times more likely to go on to harm human victims in the future. And so animal cruelty is a community safety issue. So we at the Animal Legal Defense Fund think that that is extremely important in its own right.
Laura, when we look at this issue over time, over decades, are we doing better here in terms of strengthening animal protection laws?
Absolutely. So since we began tracking animal protection laws in our rankings report 11 years ago, the Animal Legal Defense Fund has seen a tremendous change and improvement across the board, across all 50 states. So, for example, 10 jurisdictions now have, for the first time, felony penalties for extreme animal cruelty and torture. Many jurisdictions, for the first time, have added sexual assault as a specific crime against animals. So, really, we're very encouraged to see that the trend each year is going in the right direction toward more protection for animals. Again, it's still very important for those who care about animal protection and these issues to get involved and make your voices heard. Contact your local representatives.
Interim Director and Senior Staff Attorney of the Criminal Justice Program at the Animal Legal Defense Fund, Laura Dunn, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.